Hi, this is William Simmons, and you are listening to Medicare Stress Relief, the podcast based on my book of the same title. In today's episode, I'm going to be finishing up a series on prescription drug or Part D plans. And I've been talking about the different phases of Part D plans. We've got the deductible phase, which is the first phase, the second phase, which is the kind of co-insurance, co-pay, or the initial phase, however you want to describe it. The third phase is the coverage gap. And the fourth phase is the what we call the catastrophic phase. And in the catastrophic phase, you only pay about 5% of the cost of the medications. What I really want to talk about a little more is how you move into the catastrophic phase, because that is significant. Because the phase before the catastrophic phase is the coverage gap, what we have identified in the past as the donut hole. Now, Medicare really expects people to pay about 25% of the cost of medications. And that's what happens when someone transitions into the donut hole. You essentially pay 25% of the cost of your medications. Now, to transition from the coverage gap, i.e. donut hole, into the catastrophic, there is essentially a calculation that has to be made in order to determine it. So if you read materials, it says that in order to transition from the coverage gap to the catastrophic, you have to spend essentially $7,050 out of pocket for your medications. However, that is really a little misleading because there is a calculation that includes money that you have not spent that gets credited to you. So when someone goes in the donut hole, and I need to explain this, when an individual goes into the coverage gap, i.e. donut hole, at that point, you as a beneficiary or whoever's enrolled will begin paying 25% of the cost, and that gets credited to you. The insurance company that administers your plan, they are only paying 5% of the cost. So that equals 30% of the cost of the medication. Then the drug manufacturer actually provides a 70% discount on the cost of the medication. Now, in calculating your $7,050 that you need to pay in order to move from the coverage gap to the catastrophic, that 70% discount gets credited to the beneficiary. So if, for example, if you have a medication that costs $500, you're paying 25% of that, which would be $125. The manufacturer is paying 5%, which would be, or not the manufacturer, the insurance company that administers your plan is paying 5%, so that's $25. And then the remaining $350 is a discount from the drug manufacturer. So the drug manufacturer discounts the cost of that medication by 70%. Now, that 70% or $350 gets added to what you have paid, or it gets added to what the beneficiary has paid. So in order to come up with that $7,050, you, in our example here, you take the $125 that you paid out of pocket for the $500 medication. So that's $125. And then you add this 70% discount, which is $350. And so you get credited, or the beneficiary gets credited, for $350 that was not actually paid, in order to come up with this $7,050 that is required to transition from the coverage gap to the catastrophic phase. So it's a little misleading. I'm not sure who came up with this calculation, but to move transition from the coverage gap to the catastrophic phase. You would include all of the deductibles that you paid, all of the out-of-pocket copays or coinsurance amounts you paid, plus the 70% discount that you receive or the drug manufacturer provides when someone goes in the coverage gap. And so you take what you've actually paid out of pocket plus this 70% discount. And once that reaches $7,050, at that point, the beneficiary or you would transition from the coverage gap to the catastrophic phase. And when you get to the catastrophic phase, you pay about 5%. I know it's a little convoluted. I know it's a little odd. But that is how someone transitions from the coverage gap to the catastrophic phase. Well, I know that's a little bit complicated. And if you have questions about that, feel free to contact me at Medicare Strategies. My number is 256-425-8614. This is William Simmons. Thank you for listening and have a great day.